Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I don't know if you can hear me out there on this morning, but my name is Minister Patricia Martin. I am filling in for Minister LaLisa Williams on this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, do you have a question?
No, this is actually my first time calling in.
Okay. Well, my name is Minister Martin, and I'm filling in for Minister LaLisa for the moment. She's
okay.
On the road, but I just want to see if everyone could hear me. So you are able to hear me, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to just put you back on mute, but I'm just going to go ahead and start the show for everybody else on this morning until Minister LaLisa gets in, okay?
Okay, thank you.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Tisha Darby, and I'm calling from Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Lawrenceville, Georgia, okay.
Yes.
So Ms. LaLisa should be on the line soon, and then she can take over the show, but until then, if you have any comments or anything, just feel free to raise your hand, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Again, my name is Minister Martin, and I'm filling in for Minister LaLisa on this morning. Minister LaLisa is on the road. She's doing a training for her job out in PA, something she's been waiting on for a long, long time. And so this morning, I'm going to see if I can just talk about what we've really been talking about from she's been talking about purpose, and we've been talking about yesterday, Ms. Diversity was talking about setting goals. And today, we just was asking a question, what goals are you setting for yourself, and what is your purpose in life? Where it is that you're trying to go, what it is that you're trying to do? I went to Bible study last night, and we had a women's group and a men's group, and I teach the young children. And so I asked my son to go up with the men because there wasn't many young people in the Bible study class last night. And so he told me he didn't want to go. But then I was like, well, go. But he was hesitant because he said he didn't know anyone there. But I told him, once you go up, then you can meet new people. And that's what we need to do. We need to go out and we need to meet new people. We need to explore life. And so after he got out, I asked him what they were talking about. And so he was telling me, well, we were talking about marriage. Now, he's only 15 years old. So now he says, we were talking about marriage and we were talking about divorce. But this wasn't for me. But I had to have him to look at things in another aspect. So sometimes we have to look at things differently. We can't just always look at things the way we think that we see them. We have to look at things a little different. So afterwards, I said, well, why don't you do this? Why don't you look at it this way? It's now teaching you how you can be a man, teaching you that when you grow up, how not to be divorced. You could say that you learned this. So when you get older, I explained to him, you can learn this. You could say that I've learned this in church. And so he was like, he went to smiling, so it made me feel good because I was able to have him take a situation around and turn it around into another aspect. And so I said, okay, now we're talking about setting goals and we're talking about our purpose. And so I said, so he wants to be an engineer. Okay, so if you want to be an engineer, I said to him, what do you do to be an engineer? He says, go to school. I said, yes, but there are other things that we do that we would have to do in order to be an engineer. I said, okay, first you have to go to school, yes. I said, but then you have to hang around people that are engineers. And that's what we were talking about with Minister Lisa Mr. Versi is talk about hanging around positive people, not hanging around negative folks. A lot of us, we tend to hang around negative people a lot. And if we hang around negative people, what do they normally say? If you hang around negative people, you'll be negative. They say if you're trying to stop doing something, what do? You stop hanging in those same old places. So if you used to hang out in the clubs and now you're in the world and you're out in the world and now you're in the church, if you used to hang out in the clubs, okay, now are you going to still hang in the clubs? We're not going to hang in the clubs anymore because we're not in the old ways anymore. So now it's like if you're trying to stop smoking, are you going to go to the store every day and buy a pack of cigarettes? So we're not going to go to the store and buy a pack of cigarettes if we're going to stop smoking. So it's the same way with life. If whatever we are trying to do with our life, if we're trying to go in a positive way, we need to be around positive folks. We need to be around people that's going somewhere. So I was telling him, so if you're going to be an engineer, hang around people who are engineering. Go to school and you learn your math, you learn your algebra, your geometry, what it is. Now, math is one of my worst subjects. I cannot stand math. You give me reading, spelling, and English, that's one of my better subjects, but I can't stand math. But if I want to get better at math, I have to find someone who knows how to do it and do it. And then I was explaining to him, when we went to school, we had to go to the blackboard. Now, I don't know, I'm from the South, so I don't know where many of you are calling from and how your schools were back in those days, but the teacher wanted to know where we were going when we got to the blackboard. So when we got to the blackboard, we had to write, like we were in the math class, we couldn't just go to the board and write 5 divided into 20 and just put the answer. He wanted us to explain exactly what it was that we were doing because he wanted us to see that we knew what we were doing. And that's how we are in life. We should know what it is that we're doing, know what it is that we want to do. So the Bible says that we take it, we write it down, and we make it plain. So whatever your vision is, whatever it is that you want to do in life, write it down. Write it down, make it plain, and then you go and you go into the steps that Minister Elisa has been given and Minister Percy, whenever they talk, they give you like the little steps of what you need to do when you're doing certain things. And so whatever your vision is, write it down. Whatever your goal is, write it down. I have a goal now that I want to finish school. And I've been messing around like most people, you know, doing this and doing that. And so I don't really, Mr. Verse was talking yesterday that a lot of us don't write down goals anymore. We don't set goals for ourselves anymore. And it made me kind of wonder because at the new year I said, you know what, I'm not writing any goals this year. Because a lot of times when we write goals, it's like I'm not, I don't follow the rules. I don't follow them. So Minister Lalisa is on the line. We're going to put Minister Lalisa on and we're going to let her come in. But like I said, we don't write down, we don't have goals, we don't set goals, and we don't follow the goals. Minister Lalisa? Minister Lalisa? Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. Well, I can hear you loud and clear. And, you know, I tell you, don't go anywhere.
Yes.
Don't go anywhere. You're doing great. You're doing great. You know, it's so funny how you can want things, and we talk about the law of attraction. And
yes.
So how many, I mean, so many times I've said to myself, I got to get Patricia Martin on the show. And let her talk about.
No. I wasn't ready.
Yes, you were ready. You see, the teacher always knows when the student is ready.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and I'm not talking about me as a teacher, but ultimately God
yes.
is our teacher.
And
yes. God
yes.
told, that's why we watch our children as they grow and they develop and we learn and we wonder how they begin to do things. And we say, oh,
yes.
when did they learn that?
Mm-hmm.
When did they learn how to do that? Because,
yes,
you're learning every day. You know, we sell ourselves short when we think we don't
mm-hmm.
know how to do it. I mean, obviously, I cannot swim the channel river in 2.2 seconds, but I can swim, you see.
Mm-hmm.
I may can't, you know, climb Mount Everest in, you know, 20 minutes, but guess what? I can climb a mountain. And
wow.
That, yeah, you know, see, that is what we have to realize. We have to realize that we do have talent, skills,
yes,
and abilities. And you never know what you have until you have to use it.
That's right. That's right.
You know, it's like in sports. You sit on the sideline. You don't know. If all you do is sit on the sideline, you don't really know if you know how to play ball.
Right.
See.
And so we have to go out and we have to challenge ourselves and we have to show ourselves what we can and can't do. Because like I said, when I opened up a bookstore about 2 years ago, and I was like, well, God, I never asked for a bookstore because at the time I was looking for a place for a daycare center. And all of a sudden I found myself opening up a bookstore. And I'm like, well, God, I didn't ask for this. Why am I opening up a bookstore? I work with children. I want to do a daycare. And out of obedience, I opened it up and I would go in there and just walk around and like, okay, what am I supposed to be doing here? I don't know anything about the business. And God said to me, I asked you to open it, and I didn't say how long it was going to be open, but I wanted to see if you were going to be obedient to what I asked you to do. And, you know, it worked out, and I did it, but not knowing what it is that I was supposed to do. And I think, Ms. Lisa, a lot of times we don't know, you know, you talk about the purpose, and we're talking about setting our goals, and a lot of times we really don't know what it is that we want to do. Because we have that fear. We're afraid of doing new things and just stepping out.
And think about children. I mean, you know, we were talking about this in training class yesterday, that they said the best students are the ones who, you know, act like little children. Because little children aren't afraid of anything. They're not afraid to learn because they don't know anything. And they're like a sponge. You can tell them anything because they don't have the mind to go and say, nah, I don't think it works like that, and nah, I don't think I can do that. And they don't stop to do that.
They don't, because I have a six-year-old. Okay, you give him a PlayStation. You give him the controller, and you go buy a game. I don't have to teach him how to play that game. He can figure it out just like that. But let me give him a book or anything else that's educational. You know, and he might struggle with it, but he'll get it. But he can grab a PlayStation, an Xbox. He can grab that stuff, the songs that come on the radio. The kids can grab that stuff so fast, but when it comes down to things that they need to grab, they can't do it.
Losing a few people. I'm losing a little bit but don't pay me no mind.
You still there, Minister Lisa? Okay, everybody. Minister Lisa, again, is on the road. So she's, again, going to a training. So we kind of lost her there for a moment. But we want to welcome 678-629, and we also want to welcome 248-762. If you have any questions, just press the one key, and we will put you on air, and you'll be able to have a comment, or if you want to just elaborate on what we're talking about today, just raise your hand and we'll be glad to welcome you on the air to voice your comments. Again, we were talking about how we need to go out and be around other people. We lost her. She's I'm looking at the switchboard now, and so Minister Lisa's gone. Okay, so again, if you guys want to call in and talk back with me so that we can do this half an hour today, I would appreciate it. But again, we're going back to purpose and setting goals. And again, I was talking about my son and how I would tell him, you know, if you want to be something, you got to hang around those people that you want to be with, that are going where you want to go. And we need to come out of just not wanting to do things. We need to stop wanting to do things. We need to now get into the habit of, I'm going to do this. I'm going to set my goals again with tomorrow, writing it down and making it plain, and making it plain, and just figuring out what it is that you want to do in life. I am now a stay-at-home mom. I do diapers and I do childcare, and I'm also going to school, and so that consists of a lot of work, you know, because now I'll be trying to balance cooking and cleaning, and if you're women out there, you kind of know what I'm talking about. When you're sitting at home and you're trying to study and then you're trying to clean house and you're trying to take care of the children, it's a lot of work. But I have a purpose and I have a goal that I'm trying to reach. And so in order to get to that goal or to reach that purpose, there are things that I have to do to get there. And sometimes it takes a lot of sacrificing. It takes me having to give up doing for me sometimes and doing for others. You know, and it takes up time for me not doing for me and doing for the children. And so it takes a lot of sacrificing. And I was listening to Minister Versi yesterday, and I wanted to just say that, you know, Minister Versi is a great teacher, and he has this book that he has out. It's called Success, How Did I End Up Here? And so if you don't have that book, many of you need to go out and get that book. And I think Minister Lisa is back, so let's see if we can get her back on the air again. Minister Lisa, are you there? Hello, Minister Lisa?
And you know what? Yes.
Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, she's back. Okay.
Well, you know what I was saying? The good thing is that preparation, I know we were talking about this on another show, is that if you're preparing for something, you know, what's the sense of preparing for something if you don't plan to use that gift or that talent or that ability?
Yes.
And sometimes we prepare for things that we don't even realize we're being prepared for it. It's like when a person, go ahead, yes.
Yeah, no, I think because like I said, when I met you, it was God's design purpose that me and you met, because I feel like he's trying to get me out of my comfort zone, because as being a minister, and as you know, as being a minister, we have to talk, we have to speak, you know, and so now I think he's bringing me out of that soft voice, out of that you know, was preparing me for the time now that, Pat, you're going to get out there and you're going to start speaking. But you need to be around people that's going to help you get there. And the first person that he brought into my life on that was going in that direction was you.
Well, look at you now. You're hosting your own radio show. Let's give her a hand, y'all.
Fantastic job. If people think that this job is easy, when you're put on the spot, for everyone that's listening, you know, I hope I'm making sense to you all, but I did not know that I was going to be doing this, because Minister Lisa was supposed to, by the time that, you know, it got on, she was supposed to be on air, and I'm sitting here, I'm like, oh, God, where's Minister Lisa? I can't, you know, what am I supposed to do? What am I going to say? And so I'm sitting here, like, you know, just, like, sweating. And so I said, okay, we got to do this, because I already done got the intro on. I got to do this. So what am I going to do? And I clicked on, and it was, Minister Lisa, you have a caller, 678-629, which is a first-time listener. And I hope that she's from Georgia. But I hope you do tune in again, 678. This is my first time, you know, doing this. This is not how the show normally goes. So this is a spare-of-the-moment a show, because Minister Lisa is on the road going to her training. But I hope that, you know, you will tune back in when Minister Lisa or Mr. Versi is here teaching you guys.
Well, you know what? The beautiful, beautiful thing is this. Again, you know, you walked into it. You are ready. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, we will have whatever we say. We will become whatever we say. Now, actually, my show topic for today was designing your life, designing your day for success. Every single day, every day, you have to wake up knowing that your day is going to be a success. You have to take that 5 or 10 or 15 minutes or so that morning before you do anything and make a plan to have a successful day. If you have goals, I heard you talking about goals. I know yesterday talking about setting goals and making a commitment and staying focused. And it is about setting goals. You know, you wake up in the morning and you set a goal to do something. If you're trying to get, you know, higher education, set a goal to research some colleges and universities you would like to attend. Set a goal looking into what it will take to, or what degree that you're interested in. If it's a new career you're looking for, set a goal to look for jobs or work on your resume, work on your interviewing skills. You know, it's a skill to interview. If you just want personal development, you know, work on your meditation, work on, you know, whatever other words of wisdom that you read for that day. But that day can be success. You know, see, it's not really like, I don't want to say it's in your mind. However, our mind is a very powerful tool as it relates to everything that we do. Everything that we do, we need our minds to do it. You know, you see people who lost their minds. These are individuals usually very, very sick and sometimes even in institutions. Losing our mind is not something we want to get accustomed to doing. That's why now that we know, we're very careful about saying things like, "Oh, that drives me crazy." Oh, no, don't say that.
Yeah.
Because remember, we put that out there and the universe just hears, I'm crazy. No, I'm not crazy. I have a good mind. I have a solid mind. And what it helps us is making good decisions. So make a decision to have a successful day. And no matter what comes your way, like with me, I'm stuck in traffic. You know, I didn't plan this, but I'm making the best of it. And I had help. You know, like Mr. Pat said, God put us together. So he already beforehand, he knew last year that this day was going to come. And he knew that my commitment to you all who tune into the show, who want to be empowered and motivated and inspired every single day as you go on your, this is just a part of your process for being motivated for that day. Because I know, I've been there. There are some people who have no one around them that is going to motivate them. Because I'm doing just, you know, this show is more than just about motivating you. You can do that on your own. This show is about pushing you. Yes, go ahead.
Miss Alicia, we have a hand up. 773-58.
I believe that's Mr. Walker. So yes, take it away.
Yes.
Yes. Good morning. I just want to say I'm running to grab my kids something to eat. I thought it'd give me a good jog this morning. I'll tune into the station. And Minister Patricia, you're doing a wonderful job.
Fantastic job, isn't she? You know.
Oh yes.
Walker, and thank you so much for being here. But for her
to be also ready, so I guess now working with Minister Lalisa, I have to be also ready.
They always say preparation meets opportunity, and other people call it luck. And so you're on the right path and the right journey and doing the right thing. And they say, Monique says it best, if you stay ready, you ain't never got to get ready. So you look like you're ready. So go on, do your thing.
Pat, let me just stop you right there. You're talking to the wrong people. Because Mr. Verzi and I, Mr. Verzi and I know that what we walk into is the thing we've called into our life. Don't get it twisted.
Okay.
People say, how did this happen? It happened because you wanted it to happen. People say, well, how did I end up here? You wanted to. Because, again, what we speak and what we say and what we think is where we're going. That's our destiny.
Yes.
Amen.
So you've been saying for the longest that you wanted to do this. How many? I don't know how many times you told me, I'm going to have a radio show. Well, guess what? You will never have a radio show until you've gotten on the air and hosted one.
Yeah.
You don't do these things overnight.
Not at all.
And sometimes you have to. Sometimes you have to be put into that situation by what looks like an accident. Just look at Joel Osteen. Any of you know, remember Joel Osteen? The great TV
man? Correct. I follow him.
Exactly. The great. He had no plans. Look at that man. People follow him all over the world because of his speaking. This man had no dream. He never even wanted to speak. But it was by accident. His father passed away. And
Remember
he had
big
taken,
message?
Well, anybody could have taken over. You know how churches are. Anybody could have done it. Anybody. There were 1,000 preachers, I'm sure, could have done that. You see? But his, I believe his mom and somebody told him, no, it's your time.
Yes.
Go do it. He didn't want to. He didn't even want to. But look at him today. And so that's what I mean. You know, I know you're joking around, Pat, but the truth is, sometimes it's like when they tell you the way to learn foreign languages, just to immerse yourself in it.
Uh-huh.
They say, go to a foreign country and just start speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that's the best way to learn a foreign language. And so that's what you've done now. Now you've been immersed. She'll probably have, next week she'll be inviting people to her show.
Well, don't forget about me. I want to be a guest.
I know.
You guys not get up there on the Oprah show.
Yeah, hey. You know what? Well, guess what, Oprah? I'm calling you Oprah number two, and not because you want to be like her, but because you have those same qualities, and that's qualities of greatness and excellence.
Yeah. No, but I thank God for you, Minister Lisa, and Minister Versi, because, you know, we were talking yesterday about, you know, just being committed, and you were committed to this show, and I, you know, so when I open up on air, it's like, okay, we can't not say nothing. We cannot sit down. I have callers that are, you know, on, so we're going to talk about something, even if they got to call in and tell me whatever, but we're going to be committed, and we're going to do this, because this is something that you have committed yourself to. And I didn't get up 6 o'clock this morning to turn the computer on to turn it back off.
Right.
Wow.
There you go. There you go.
You know.
And it's that type of conviction and that type of determination. If everyone would have that same level of commitment in everything they do, you know what? When you put your pants on, you go to work every day, you're supposed to work your hardest and your greatest. I don't care if you're working for yourself or someone else, because you're who you are no matter where you are. And you cannot put up a facade and say that I'm this diligent, committed, focused person, but because I got to come to this job, I'm not going to, you know, do my best. You're supposed to excel no matter where you're at. For one, you never know who's watching. Two, it's an exemplified fact of who you are. And if you won't shine because somebody makes you mad because you don't like where you're at, then you need to change not only your attitude but where your existence is, because you propelled yourself. So many people walk up, Coach, and also Minister Patricia, they walk up and ask for the application, and then they start to resent the person who hired them. Well, you're the one who asked for that job. You're the one who asked for that position, or actually put in that position, and now that it's not what you expected or differently than what you wanted, then you're going to like your performance. No, the best thing to do is I act like who I am no matter where I'm at, and I excel and do the best until I'm tired of doing it. And once I no longer want to do it, then I disconnect. But I don't come in and try to change the climate or the tone or to be negative, because I ask for this, and it's always, for me, a learning opportunity. And so I'm glad that you're willing and open to that for this opportunity, because it's only going to now propel you to where you want to be. And ultimately, things, and this topic today is by design, your life by design. There's certain things that I thought about, that Joel Osteen thought about, and designed our life in a totally different pattern. And other people approached us and said, you'll be great at doing this. I think this opportunity is for you. And we may have, you know, declined it. We may have had reservations about it. But once we dove in, look what happened. Look what happened to you. Look what happened to Joel Osteen and the thousands of others. I'm just going to say one more thing. I'm going to get out your way. I really just wanted to call in today to support and to see how things were going, and I'm glad I did, because look what happened. You know, you're on, and you know, Sophia Lisa's on, and we're, you know, once again making things happen. I was in grammar school, I think it was third grade. I was a husky little boy. We didn't call him fat at that time because most people weren't. When I went to school, if there was 20 kids in the classroom, there was only one or two overweight, husky children. Today, it's hard to find the slim, healthy child because of the supersized fries, the lack of exercise, and poor attitudes that these children are now, you know, overweight and also pushing obesity. But my point is that this is the one regret I can recall in my life. I was approached by a teacher to play Santa Claus for the kindergartens and the first grader. And again, I was in third grade. Given my insecurity about my weight at the time, I declined it. I didn't want to have a stereotype or be viewed as a little chunky kid. I didn't know they were going to still stuff me with pillows. I didn't know what was about to happen. One of my other classmates decided to take on that challenge, and he played Santa Claus. I'll tell you, on the day of the auditorium, when they brought those kids in there, it was probably 115 kids amongst all the classrooms. When that boy came down the aisle dressed up as Santa Claus, these kids raved as if they saw Michael Jackson. They screamed, they yelled, they were so excited. And that was the first and the last time I declined an opportunity based on my insecurities or my ignorance. Because had I did that, I would have, one, conquered my fear. Two, I would have embarked on a whole other level of adoration and inspiring and loving me, because those kids loved this man so much, or this boy at the time so much. They were ripping off his clothes. Santa, what about me? What about me? But I didn't do that because I let fear prevent me and paralyze me from doing something that ultimately would have now made me more adventurous in other aspects. So, again, I commend you for what you're doing today. I commend Coach for what she's doing. And ultimately, you're going to reach the people at their level to pull them to where they need to be.
Thank you, Mr. Versi. We want to thank Coach K for listening in the chat room on today. And I also want to thank caller 678-629 and 248-762. Mr. Versi, we lost Minister LaLisa again. She's on the road. We're going to close out, and tomorrow tune in at the same time. And tomorrow is Friday, thank God. Thank God tomorrow is Friday. And so, Minister Percy, if you want to close us out, you have any last words for our callers on this morning?
You know, as usual, thank everyone for listening. Thank everyone for taking the time and spreading the word of encouragement, either posting or calling or texting each one of us. And to you, just stay fast, stay strong, and stay encouraged. And as usual, go out there and make the day a fearless one. Have a great day.
Have a great day, everybody.
Bye-bye.